Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. The other day I was in a meeting and we were having good conversation back and forth, and at one point I started to speak before I had fully formulated a thought in my mind, and what I said immediately came out wrong, and it made me feel a little bit silly, maybe look a little bit foolish, and I had the wherewithal to sort of retract what I said pretty quickly and say to the group that I was with, hey, can I just rethink that and reframe that a little bit? And it was a gracious group, and we moved on. But it reminds me of the propensity that I have sometimes to think out loud. Are there any out loud thinkers out there, verbal processors? We're the kind of folks that it's helpful to talk things out in order to process information. And of course, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. There's no moral assignment there, other than to say sometimes when we think out loud, in the wrong setting, we can get into trouble. And it reminds me of one of the Proverbs in today's Bible reading. I hope you've been enjoying the Proverbs as you've been working it through in the Bible reading plan. I sure have, and I'm constantly challenged by what I read. And Proverbs 17 is no exception. I want to read just a couple of verses, the last two verses in Proverbs 17, verses 27 and 28. It says, "Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise, and when he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent." I'm challenged by this passage as a verbal processor. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge. I love to converse. I enjoy people. I love to dialogue and hang out and talk things through. But there are times when I'm too prone to speak my mind, to speak what I'm thinking, to maybe raise questions in group environments, and it can create confusion. And I so appreciate what the writer here says. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge. Actually, to keep silent can be a good thing. It can be indicative of wisdom. He says, "And he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding." I know that part of maturity for me has looked like over the years, or at least part of maturing, has been to slow down in my thinking and slow down in my speaking, such that when I do speak, I speak from a cool spirit, having a cool platform, not an overly emotional platform. And I tell you what, when I take that approach, it benefits me not only in leadership here at the church, but also in my family, in my friendships, in dialogues in the marketplace, whether I'm working with a customer service rep or all those things, when I can apply this idea that he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding, even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise, when he closes his lips he's deemed intelligent. When I can restrain my speech, I tend to function so much better with the people that I'm with. And friends, I want to challenge you, if you're like me and you're a verbal processor, slow down and let your thoughts catch up to your mouth. Let your mind catch up to your mouth. And before you speak, take stock of what you're going to say. And I would even say it like this. Before you speak, ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God, pray, and say, "God, help me to communicate with clarity here the things that are helpful, things that are edifying, things that are true." And I'm convinced if you do, your relationships are going to be stronger, your interactions in the marketplace are going to be more edifying, more beneficial, your marriage, your interactions here at the church, all of these things. Friends, let's be a people who invite God into our thoughts before our thoughts come out of our mouths. And let's see what happens. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.